Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, November 9th. My name is Will Gibson. I'll be running through today's morning brief, beginning with a look at performance from some of the major areas yesterday. A couple of standouts: gold up over 2%, crude oil down a little over 3%. Gold got back to a point figure buy signal with that move, which I'll highlight later on the chart. Crude oil just pulled back into a column of those, still looks to be in a near-term uptrend. As far as the major equity areas go, we finished positive on the day. I would say that there was a pretty notable intraday drawdown, but a lot of that was recovered later in the afternoon. Beginning with a look at the US dollar, though, this continues to be in the limelight now for its recent weakness. Looking at the point figure chart here, it added another O at 109.50 yesterday, forming a double bottom. Should you get a break of this double bottom at 109, that'd be a second consecutive point figure sell signal. I know I highlighted this on yesterday's morning update, but if you look at the historical point figure chart for the dollar here, it's common to see signal continuation, meaning that consecutive sell signals leading to another sell signal, or consecutive buy signals leading to further buy signals. So that consecutive sell signal, I think, will be notable for the dollar. And of course, some of the macro implications of a weakening dollar may be aiding the international equity space for one. Looking at some other major charts from yesterday, the Dow, I think, was notable. It printed a double top buy signal at 33,200. That's a third consecutive point figure buy signal for the Dow, which, if you look back at the chart, you haven't seen that since June of 2021. So, not common to see the Dow, at least in recent, very recent market history, with this type of what we would call kind of continuation, third consecutive buy signal. I'd also just anecdotally note that you've seen a lot of divergence between the Dow and some of the other major equity, excuse me, major domestic equity areas lately. Dow's down 8.7% on the year, which is pretty respectable given all that's happened. Positive development there. Elsewhere, I want to highlight XLE, so Energy Select SPDR Fund. It is matching its June high at $93. Likely a point of notable resistance. I think a pullback into O's would certainly solidify that as a notable point of resistance. Bullish break, I think, would be a 94 clearance of that June high. I would note there's little to be desired in its fund score at 5.96. There's really not many technical variables that could improve this fund score given that the maximum is 6. Still a constructive setup. Like I said, 94, I think, would be an important level to watch for a potential clearance and a pullback again, signifying some of that key resistance at that June high. Bitcoin also saw a pretty big move intraday yesterday. Looking at our point figure chart, you do note this triangle formation here. It's coming after consecutive sell signals. So a break down here at 18,000 or so would be a bearish triangle, third consecutive sell signal. Also note that there's really no support after that 18,000 level. As you see, there's a big column of X's, so a big inhale before, no identifiable level of support. Bearish triangle break would be another kind of continuation sign of weakness for Bitcoin here. That really started when it broke that 30,000 level back in May of this year. So no signs of a potential turnaround there. Gold, as I led with, was one of the key areas that we saw move yesterday, up over 2%. That was enough, like I said, to get it back to a point figure buy signal at 1680. That also, I think, solidifies some key support at around 1620 for gold. You got three consecutive setups at that 1620 level. Maybe something to look towards, at least on the downside, in terms of some type of support. On the upside, I think what would be constructive would be a pullback, so a higher bottom, and then maybe a second consecutive buy signal. You haven't seen a second consecutive buy signal since March of this year. You've seen some head fakes along the way, but continuation, second consecutive buy signal, moving towards that bearish resistance line would be a positive signal for gold. Yesterday was midterm election day. We put a short study in our report talking about the movements before and after election day. So very near-term focused, 5 days before, 3 days after. This was first inspired by the Stock Traders Almanac. But if you look down at this table, you actually see that 3 days after the election, you tend to see somewhat favorable results, and 5 days before. So that's in the past now, but this 8-day stretch around election period is actually historically pretty strong, and that has carried on so far this year as we've seen a near-term market rally in the past, we'll call it 7 to 10 trading days. But if you look bigger, so a bit bigger picture at election years, this is a study we put out in our report back in September of 22. I want to highlight this green chart right here. So average annual S&P return by presidential term year. So we're coming into that third term. Historically, a very strong month for markets. If you look at it by Democratic presidents only, that third year, even by quarter across all those quarters, typically, historically, has been very strong. So that is something to note. Maybe another historical tailwind, if you will, kind of coming into play also with the turn of the seasonal strong period of the market. All right, closing out the discussion today, Disney, notable pre-market mover. It's down over 7%, at least last time I checked this morning, coming out with unfavorable guidance and as claimed by many investors. This was already a one attribute stock, so technically not a favorable name. Looks like it's going to move further today and maybe challenge some of those lows at around $91. I would also note this bearish resistance line has been a stalwart so far this year. Disney's been unable, it's rallied close, but been unable to break through that bearish resistance line. Most recently, it's done so earlier in the month of November. So Disney continuing to show some weakness, a one technical attribute rating. It hasn't been a strong attribute rating since August of 21. So no change to the Disney picture other than seeing some continued weakness. Thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate the attention. If we can be of any help or interest to you, don't hesitate to reach out. David will be with you all tomorrow morning.